Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 6, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com, and we're doing our weekly New Earth support call. So we've got quite a few folks on the live call. Thank you all for joining us. And as usual, we're going to call in the Mesa. And we're going to call in our own embodied awakening, so we're of the optimal ability to serve. And then we'll do our service thing, which always has the same intent, which is just to support the new golden age blossoming on Earth. But inevitably, we get all kinds of blessings ourselves, and it's different every time, so I'm always excited to see what the allies have for us each time we do this. So let's get rolling. So again, my invitation is for you to give this your undivided attention, whether you're doing it live or on the recording. Basically, everything I say applies to you equally, whether you're on the recording or live. Through the magic of the Akashic Records, you do it on the recording and you have pretty much the same experience as if you showed up live. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes. Lovely. So I'm going to open the Mesa, call the allies, and I invite you to relax and just rest in breath awareness. And if you're sensitive, you'll feel the energies building and cohering into our container. Pachamama. Mama Kiya. Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisala's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Grandfather Tobacco, Magic Mushroom, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. And as a note to you people on the call, every being I call is of love and light and is a service to other being. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies. I call my high vibration ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu, Dragon Mountain Gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, Shining Rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Panther, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Rabbit. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Firewalker, Moo, West, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to contain it and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. Feed the mesa a little bit, it's needing some energy. May all hucha be cleared from the sabwa de Florida. May it be brought to the highest vibration for highest good. It also wants a little bit of smoke, so I'm going to do that too. Better. So one person is reporting that they have no audio, so if anyone else is having that problem, please type that in the chat window. That was 8 minutes ago, so I'm assuming that, all right, I got a confirmation that we can hear. Okay, good. So I hope, Morgan, that you figured out your issue. Good. I have confirmations that audio is working. Thank you. Okay, eyes closed again. All right. We have a lovely container. So now I invite you, if you wish, to call in your own embodied awakening. My experience has always been the more awakened I am, the better I can serve. So I always have to give a tiny explanation of this before I can do it. This is part of my contract with my higher self here. So basically, if you call in embodied awakening, which is what we'll do here in a second, you're asking your higher self to come merge with you in your physical body, and it drives, and you, the personality, you ride in the passenger seat. If your personality at any point doesn't like the way the divine is driving, it can simply slide over to take the wheel again. The divine steps out instantly, no fuss, and the personality resumes control. So your ego knows that it's safe, there's no risk here, and the embodied awakening can be instantly reversed if you wish. The benefits of embodied awakening, there's four that can easily be named. One, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Second, everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Third, instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do through intuition much more. And fourth, there's a lot more bliss. So that's what this does. And I invite you to join me in that invocation now, if you wish. The following is spoken directly to your higher self. It's 8 words long. So if you'd like to invoke that from your higher self, repeat out loud in a second. Do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. So here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Having said the words, let them go. It doesn't help to repeat them. Your higher self heard you the first time. It's an invocation, not a mantra. And having released the words, I invite you to simply rest in passive breath awareness. There's no breath control. Let the breath do whatever it wants. Just relax into breath. Feels to me like the group overall is doing very well. A lot of energy coming in very smoothly. My empathic experience tends to be the overall effect that the group is getting. Tips on doing the embodied awakening invocation most easily. I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just do the passive breath awareness of what's already happening on its own. And finally, if distraction arises, and we'll just call distraction anything other than passive breath awareness, don't fight it or try to change it. Let it be just as it is with no resistance. It is an uninvited guest. It is not you. So you simply return your attention to your own breath awareness very gently and persistently. Should that distraction continue in the background, that's fine. It does its thing. You do your thing. So I invite you now to rest in that passive breath awareness. It's also helpful. There is actually quite a bit more effort in the field than is actually necessary. So let's find out what's the least effort needed to have any breath awareness. So let's start for a moment just by dropping to no effort at all. So relax, let go, and just be for a moment. There's no focus. Whatever arises is fine. Just be for a moment. Zero effort. A lot of people are bopping into awakening right here. That's great. So having done zero, now I would like you to notice, while still at zero effort, if there's any breath awareness happening automatically on its own. If that is true, then zero effort is enough for you. If at zero effort there's no breath awareness, then I invite you to add just the tiniest little bit of effort, like the touch of a feather. Just barely enough to feel the breath at all. The nuance here is what's the least effort needed to feel breath at all. I invite you to rest in that minimal level. The less that gets the job done, the better. Wow, a lot of folks locked in right there. That was great. So based on what I'm feeling, most or all are in embodied awakening. We're hearing my voice. So just how do you know if you made it? Well, four things are simultaneously true if that's the case. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And all this is happening with no effort at all. I mean, you just rest at zero effort and just be, and all that's still true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, and peaceful. So if that's what you're experiencing, then as far as I'm concerned, you're in embodied awakening. Because those attributes I just described are the nature of the higher self, at least what can easily be described about it. And basically, it's not possible for the ego to have that going on it with no effort unless the higher self is driving. At least to the best of my knowledge. So I invite you just to rest in this for a moment. If you're already in embodied awakening, then hang out here. If there's any stragglers, then our just resting in the state will make it easier for them to catch up and join us here. If you haven't yet popped into embodied awakening, again, effort is not how you do it. That'll slow it down. Again, this is done for you by the higher self and not by your ego. The ego's best bet to have it happen after you've done that invocation wording is just to relax. Absolute minimum effort needed to feel breath. That just got sweeter. Some people got it. Good. And I'm feeling the folks on the recording here just as much as the folks who are live. I'm being asked to note, as we move forward, I'll be describing the overall experience of the group. So what I feel empathically is the what's happening for the majority of people hearing my voice. If your experience is different, that's fine. Please do not use effort to try to match what I'm describing if it's not your actual reality. So I invite you to relax into whatever your experience actually is. Some people get a custom journey when we do these calls. It's all good. Okay, so now that we have, you know, done our embodied awakening section, hopefully you're there. If not, please continue anyway. Being in embodied awakening is not required for this. It just makes it better. So now we're going to basically let the higher self know we're here to hang out and serve. So I'm going to invite you to, again, what's happening here is we are here to support the golden age now arising on planet Earth. The reason there's so much craziness happening is because all the old toxic energy from past millennia of patriarchal dominator culture is being flushed up to be cleared. And the transition from a dark age to a golden age does tend to be quite messy for that reason. So the messiness to me is evidence that it is happening, not the opposite. So I invite you to, now what I'm going to do in a moment is a passive approach. This is my preferred style in working this sort of experience. I'll invite my higher self to do it for me. However, if you prefer a more proactive, ego-based visualization, you can do that. It'll blend in just fine with everything else that's happening. So you'll need to do that under your own guidance, though. I'm going to give a passive approach for the group. So I'm now going to invite you to repeat, if you're choosing the passive approach where the higher self does it through you, I invite you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the great spiritual awakening now happening on planet Earth. May this energy assist all beings whose deeper awakening serves highest good. Okay, let the words go. That'll do it. Oh, I'm sorry. this or something better. Say that too. This or something better. Boy, that kicked it off. Okay, we're done with the repetition. So now what I'm going to do is relax my ego and just let the energy move. Again, if you're doing a more active approach, then do whatever you're doing. But I've found in the inner world it's far better for me to just chill and let things happen spontaneously, because the optimal actions in these levels is beyond the comprehension of my ego in my own experience. So in terms of what do you focus on now, if you're doing the passive approach, if the experience of energy is strong for you, then just rest your awareness in the sensation of the energy is what I recommend. If you're not feeling energy strongly and you're more aware of your physical breath, then choose breath as primary focus. But if you have energetic awareness, I think you'll have a better experience by focusing on the sensation, the kinesthetic vibe of the energy that's moving. In the inner world, feeling and seeing are the same sense. Some people shade more toward the visual, some shade more toward the kinesthetic. But whatever balance you have between feeling and seeing, my experience is it's all a combined sense in these levels that we're working at here. So there may be periods of silence. I will speak only when the divine prompts me to. I invite you now to relax into the process and let your service be performed. I'm noting that some heavy energy is being processed through my body. If that's happening for you too, just relax and allow it to come through. Part of the service here for some of us is to be a clearing or transmutation engine for some of that heavy energy that needs to be released. If it is being sent through you, then you can rest assured that you have the ability to work with it and that you would never be given more than you can handle. You can just relax and let any heavy energy flow through you. Or if you have specific tools such as my healing invocation or other tools that you find effective for clearing heavy energies from your field, feel free to use those if divinely guided to do so. Yeah, to me, this feels almost like airplane turbulence right here. There's a lot of choppy air, disturbed energy. It appears to me that they've put us in a patch of energy that needs cleanup. So we're on the janitorial squad at the moment. So just relax, let the heavy energy move. Go observe and digest. Now I'm feeling the bliss a lot more strongly. Feels like we broke through that rough patch. Now, I've just become aware of our group who are involved in this event through Awakening Plus. I'm aware that we are now blending as a single consciousness. So if you have some awareness of this energetic merging, just enjoy that. If you don't, that's fine. Your sensitivity will certainly increase as you continue your spiritual practices. Our field is really interesting. It kind of feels halfway between ecstasy and purifying stuff. It feels like both are happening. Again, I invite you, my own approach anyway is passivity, just allowing the energy to move through, whether it feels challenging or blissful or both. Now, for the first time, I'm getting a sense of our energy actually being sent down to Earth. They needed our group to get a little bit of an upgrade and cleanup first. Now I'm sensing our blended field, the Awakening Plus folks here, merging with the consciousness of all the beings that seem to be there all the time. At least every time we show up, there's a vast number of beings surrounding the planet in low Earth orbit, and they're just all beaming this energy down to help the Great Awakening happen. So you may have some awareness of that group field way beyond the Awakening Plus folks. And I'm being shown, not for the first time, that all the light that's being beamed down to the planet is exactly what is stirring up all the stuff we're experiencing, whether it's the virus or the Black Lives Matter energies that we're currently under. All the injustice is being flushed up to be harmonized and cleared. They're asking me to sing the Ho'oponopono chant, so I'll do that until they tell me I've done enough rounds of it. I invite you to just relax and just be with whatever is happening. If you are called to sing it with me, you will not be heard by the other folks on the call because everyone's muted. But feel free to do that if you are so inspired. Otherwise, just relax and checking my settings here. Okay. Just relax and feel what's happening. Again, if you're aware of the energy, I invite you to rest in the energy awareness and let that be your focus very gently. If you don't have a lot of energy awareness, then breath awareness is a good choice.
Ho'oponopono, 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 ho'oponopono. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I thank you. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I thank you. Ho'oponopono, 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 ho'oponopono. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I thank you. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I thank you. Ho'oponopono, 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 ho'oponopono. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I thank you. I'm so sorry, I love you, please forgive me.
Thank you. Yep, the bliss is getting pretty strong. Everybody just relax and enjoy this. Yeah, they're inviting us to now release all effort to do a blessing. And it's time for us to receive energy from the divine. As they have done before, they're going to use us kind of like batteries. They're going to charge us up, and the radiant energy from us will help fuel the awakening on Earth. We'll be creating energy through this process that other beings who are still stationed around the planet are going to be down. So I'm hearing that the Divine is grateful for our showing up to serve. We're being given this upgrade, this bliss, for two reasons. One is they're thanking us for the service, and they're also upgrading us so future service will be more effective. Everybody wins. So you may experience some unusual sensations during this process. Just relax into it. Allow the divine to take you to the next level. Just keep relaxing into the process as it spontaneously arises. The more you just release, relax, allow, the stronger and sweeter your experience of the energy will be. I'm getting the sense that there's a lot of different experiences being had right now. So just relax into whatever yours is. We're just getting exactly what serves highest good. energy is still moving very strongly. Continue relaxing and letting it do its thing. Again, I think they're not having me do a lot of narration right now because there are so many different experiences happening. There's a noticeable new energy that just showed up. A little more intense than what was there before, in a good way. It's like waves pulsing through my body to clear out certain lower vibrations. I'll take it. Huh, I'm feeling the earth get just a little bit brighter as a result of what has been going on with us. They're reminding us that consciousness upgrade and the release of heavy energy are linked. The one tends to lead to the other. Stay relaxed, let the energy keep moving. Just felt a crystalline body being added to the mix, all through and around me, kind of like quartz. They're saying much higher frequency than quartz. there's a definite sense of a little more awareness of the physical body now. I think we may be easing out of the process. But as usual, they're making it a very gradual transition. You don't have to lose the awareness of the inner worlds, but the proportion of awareness is now getting more and more into the physical body. Yeah, they just gave me a soft landing. Again, I'm still having awareness of the inner worlds, but I'm definitely here in the physical world with my eyes open. Yay. Okay. So, I'd love to take a moment for any feedback from the live participants. I'm going to set things up so you can simply unmute yourself, and that capability just got added. So anyone who's on the live call, you can just hit your mute or raise your hand. I see that Jeannie just did something. You didn't actually unmute, but I'll unmute you just in case you want to speak. So let's find out what's going on with Jeannie here.
Myself also.
Okay,
you did, and then I had to too also.
Okay,
well, anyway, hi, Benjamin.
Hi, how are you, Jeannie?
I'm very good, especially now. I was very unsettled before the call, and now this is great.
Great.
I thought some things were interesting. I've been very heavy in the Ho'oponopono this week,
uh-huh.
and you sang the beautiful song, which I don't remember ever hearing before.
Hmm.
I think you did maybe once at some point, but it was so pretty, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And the times when you narrated and things were going on, I pretty much mirrored what you were saying with a little bit more personal things added, like my inner child, not an aspect of myself that I'm, you know, in this lifetime, some inner child that I can access, but like the inner child. Some people and Hawaiian studies call it Unihipili, and other people maybe baby Jesus aspect of yourself.
Okay.
Anyway, that aspect of myself got quite a bit of attention and upgrading, and I had no idea there were lower energies that she had been around, and so the area that she was in got all cleaned up, and she changed, and she doesn't even look anything like she did before.
Wow.
And the crystalline body you mentioned was interesting. It was just all fascinating, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you for being here. It's all of us showing up and blending our consciousness that makes it all possible, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know everybody had a unique experience, and yeah, mine was unique from everybody else's, maybe, or maybe not. But also, it was just a very unique experience compared to anything I'd ever had before. So thank you very much, and the energies were just so beautiful and strong. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. So I'm saying thank you, but you know, I didn't do it. I show up and I call in the allies, and then stuff happens. So. As far as I'm concerned, any person with good inner perception could be narrating this just as well as I am. So the divine's doing it all. We're just showing up. Okay, thank you, Jeannie. Thanks for your feedback. I want to mention Don typed, that was so powerful. Thank you. So thanks for that feedback. I see that Nikki has unmuted herself. Nikki, would you like to share something?
Yes. Thank you, Benjamin, and everybody that has participated. What a privilege to have this wonderful ease and feeling going through me, and seeing that it's helpful to other people. Thank you for offering so that we can do this together.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. It's always great when you show up. You always bring such lovely energy to the process.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for sharing. So I'll mute you. We've had a Hallie type something. Hallie typed, my mic isn't working today, but thank you, Benjamin. Today, during the turbulence part, I noticed a fluttery heart. My hands felt full and tight. brightness behind my eyes that kept building. Never felt that before. Just sharing, I'm new to this. Thank you. Okay. Well, I hope that it all ended well, Allie. So basically, what happens in processes like this, yes, Hallie then typed, it did resolve well. Good. Yeah, it's very common in processes like this to have certain things happen within your own experience. They feel challenging, intensity builds and peaks, and then there's release or transformation or transmutation or whatever needs to happen. It's lovely. I love the work. Oh, Cindy has typed, I had some interesting images, and mostly I'm grateful for the chance to join you all in healing, supporting the planet. And we're so grateful for your presence, Cindy. So anyone else who... Oh, Morgan typed, thank you. Wait a minute, there's a lot coming in. Let me get back to Morgan here. Thank you, Benjamin, for this experience, as well as to everyone else. I'm so grateful to be here with everyone. And then Cindy typed, wading into a collection of fish, a baby sitting on a submarine bunk. Interesting. Interesting imagery. So lovely. And Kristen, thank you and much love to all. So it sounds like everyone who's contributing sounds like they had a good experience. I'm really glad of that. And then Cindy typed that she felt the love streaming to the earth. Lovely. And I hear Dawn, you've unmuted. Would you like to share?
Hi. Thank you for this, first of all. I experience, especially during the receiving and the upgrading stage, well, my roommate came into my room, even though I said, give me an hour. Uh-huh. I don't want to be disturbed. But during the upgrading and receiving stage, I felt I was clearing out so much resentment.
Mm.
Is that normal to have these strong, muddied emotions being cleared out during this?
It is a very common experience in the general type of work that we do in Awakening Plus. And because they set aside a good chunk of time for whatever each person needed, it would appear that your highest need was to have those resentments cleared. Congratulations.
Thank you. And it was cleared. Yay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's inevitable. If we show up and we're here to unconditionally serve the awakening in this case, then they're not going to let us go without giving us our highest need too.
I just do. Thank you.
Yeah, and I can't emphasize enough again, I didn't do any of this. I just showed up and set the container, and it was all the divine doing its thing because we showed up. So, thank you, Don. I'm glad you had a wonderful clearing. That's fabulous. You're welcome. So, I'm going to mute Don. No, she's already muted herself. I don't have to do a thing. And I think, let me see. Oh, I have a little bit more here. Let's see, M, who is M, said they had problems with their connection, and Cindy typed, I think so, I usually cry, I'm not quite sure what she was referring to there. So my apologies to any who had connections, that is pretty much beyond my control. Oh, Cindy said that she usually cries when it relates to the feeling of releasing, so thanks for clarifying that, Cindy. Okay, so feels like we're pretty much done. Jeannie typed a bunch of earths and hearts all mixed together and says thank you to everyone, including the guides. I echo that sentiment exactly. In fact, I'll express that gratitude as we close. So thank you all very much for being here, for the feedback. It's always so helpful to me. I know what experience I'm having, but it's always great to get confirmation about what other people are experiencing too. I really want to do whatever I can to give the best possible experience for everyone who participates. So let's wrap it up.
Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti. Kuichi.
Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful experience. Thank you for letting us serve. Thank you for the blessings you gave us. So grateful for every single bit of it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. All those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? All right, the ceremony is complete. Oh, we got a little quick note while I was doing that. Let's see what that is. This is from Flora. She types, I went into deep sadness for the earth with the oil spill happenings in Russia. I was able to release some of it with images of how to be active. Thank you, and please feel for the world. Yeah. Thank you so much for that beautiful feedback. All right. So we are complete. As always, if anyone is interested in work with me directly, if you're not already a member of Awakening Plus, you can find out how at awakeningplus.com. Of course, most of these events are free live, but the archive, which now has over 230 events, is for members only. And as a member, you also have the opportunity to interact with other members. You can get an accountability partner for your life. Other kind of juicy benefits as well. So that's all at awakeningplus.com. If you would like to work with me individually as an astrologer, a shamanic healer, a life coach, an awakener, helper, all that's at astroshaman.com. So thank you all so much for being here. Many blessings to you all. And goodbye for now.